If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. I hope you have a beautiful weekend planned. It certainly is a nice afternoon. Far cry from the 27 tornadoes that ripped through the Chicago area. 27 in total. It was a Sunday night and a Monday night that many people won't forget. In fact, you probably still hear the blare of chainsaws in neighborhoods trying to clean up after that mess. Amy Bach is the executive director and co-founder of United Policyholder. Amy, thanks for coming back. Tell everyone what United Policyholder is.
Thank you for having me on, Lisa. We are a nonprofit, so we don't take money from insurance companies, but we have a lot of expertise in insurance, and we're here for the consumer to advise, inform, and advocate. And then we have a very helpful website that you can visit, and we have a whole section on the state of Illinois.
I had some friends who had a tree fall through their roof. It actually, you know, created a big hole. There's water damage. The insurance company already wrote them a check. They came out with someone who said, all right, this is what it's going to cost, and wrote them a check, and that's it. And now they're very concerned that they might not be able to hire a contractor and get the work done for that price.
Well, it's always good news when an insurance company writes you a check and doesn't say, sorry, this isn't covered. But it is true that very often they will estimate the damage at below what a real living, breathing contractor is going to charge you to do it, because they often use a computer program to estimate what they think they owe.
Yeah, so you really have no option, right? You have to take the check, and you can't go back to them and say, no, it costs more money, I need more money. They're not going to respond well to that, are they?
Well, you absolutely should try. So what we tell people is, you know, try to always be operating from a place of having information and documentation, right? So we say to people, get a reputable contractor who's licensed, get them to give you an estimate on the job, try to get them to give it to you in writing, which is not always easy, and then you send that over to the insurance company and you say, you know, we appreciate you giving us some funding, but this is the estimate we've gotten, and we're writing to request the balance of what it's actually going to cost to do this work.
Because a lot of insurance companies are very hesitant to write that check, right?
Well, you know, these days, they're very much on the defensive about water damage claims and even now hail. And so, you know, we're just trying to really help the homeowner understand, you know, it's business. you know, ads are ads, you know, the touchy-feely funny ads, but it's business. So it's your asset. You know, figure out what has to be done to restore it after it's been damaged, and then do the math. But and then be the what we call the politely aggressive assertive. Sorry, politely assertive, not aggressive. If you
can avoid that. Well, sometimes the aggression just comes out, Amy.
Sometimes, but you know, and then look, you shouldn't have to sign any kind of a release to take a check from an insurance company. You know, has said I agree, this is all I get, in order just to get what they owed you. They're not supposed to do that. So hopefully if what they tendered is not enough, you know, you can go back and say, this is a supplement. So, and I need, you know, the balance. And I think, look, these days it's really hard to know what to do if you're a consumer, because, you know, you hear about people getting dropped and you don't want to get dropped. You know, but if it's a big enough claim that you needed to put it in, then, you know, that's what you paid for. But yeah, we do encourage people to give a little bit of a think before you file an insurance claim these days. You know, if it's a small amount of money, you may be better off paying it out of pocket than having it go on your record as a claim.
We talked to Demetrius Ivory every week. He's the chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, and he said 27 tornadoes, yes, is big, and we are seeing almost twice as many this year as we have in previous years, partly because the way they identify a tornado now, they have better technology, but he is the first person to say that climate change is behind this, and insurance companies are well aware of that, right? So
they're all over it.
Yeah, so what happens in the future? true when, like, one of our texters just said with the wildfires, flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes. One of us is going to be in the line of one of those and need insurance. And we feel increasingly like maybe they don't have our back.
Well, you know, there's a lot of work going on now to try to deal with the situation. If you're a homeowner, you know, it is more important than ever that you deal with deferred maintenance, right? And that you have sandbags on hand to keep water from getting in, that you keep your roof in good shape, and that you, you know, try to prevent damage, because more and more, you know, you're going to find, and things like you should if you don't have something called sewer and drain backup coverage, it should be very inexpensive, but you can add that to your policy for usually not a whole lot more money. That's something we're recommending people do, because there are more situations now where with rain overwhelming drains and then causing backups.
So anytime that you aren't in compliance for what they might require, that might make that claim a little more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to scare your listeners.
No, I get it. But these are the questions people have.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, the messages that we're hearing from insurance company spokespeople all over the country is, don't look at your home insurance policy as a home maintenance policy. It's not. You know, it's your job to keep your home in decent shape. And so, you know, we are really, we're having to spend a lot more time in helping homeowners think about what to do to make it less likely that your home will be damaged. You know, if you know, hail is a big is common in your area, you want to have, there are hail resistant shingles. You know, there are ways to prevent damage to your roof, you know, tie downs, that sort of thing, keeping water out. It's something, you know, certainly in areas where wildfires happen, you know, we're doing a lot of work to help people limb their trees and, you know, clear some space, you know, keep their gutters clear, just all those things to prevent the damage from happening in the first place so you don't have to file a claim is definitely something you want to pay attention to. You know, if you know you have leaky windows and, you can deal with it, deal with it.
Yeah, well, and here's the deal. We know the Chicago way for many years has been, well, my roof is in crappy condition, let's hope for a hailstorm. And the minute there's any little bit of damage, they're like, all right, new roof. And yeah, and I mean, that's not, it's not fair to insurance companies. So I see both sides of the coin.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, of course, as a consumer advocate, I think they're going way overboard. I think they're, you know, they're overreacting and, you know, and they really are causing quite a bit of pain right now to a lot of households around the country that are losing their coverage, or they're finding, you know, the insurance company is saying, we're not going to offer you a renewal policy unless you replace your roof. And people are like, wow, you know, it's not leaking.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of this is being driven by AI, our friend AI, and all the data that insurers now, you know, use to make their decisions, not humans, but data, you know. So if you, you know, if you get, your house gets put in the wrong pile, you know, you're going to get a non-renewal letter. But let's just hope that we will keep moving forward, and insurers will, you know, keep on calling on them to do the right thing and, you know, live up to their promises. They provide a very important product. We need them just to deliver on what they say they are going to do.
Well, and that's what you do. This is Amy Bach, Executive Director and Co-Founder of United Policyholder. Tell everyone your website so they can find out more information.
Thank you, Lisa. So it's www.uphelp.org, like help, H-E-L-P, U-P-H-E-L-P .O-R-G.
Have a great weekend, Amy.
You too.
The news is next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.